AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama says the Affordable Care Act has seen its ups and downs, but a ruling today by the Supreme Court affirms it is here to stay.
As the dust has settled, there can be no doubt that this law is working. It has changed and in some cases saved American lives.
The justices upheld the nationwide tax subsidies under the health overhaul. Professor David Jones at the Boston University School of Public Health says a lot was riding on this decision.
There were more than 6 million people who would have lost coverage potentially if this case had gone against the government. Insurance premiums would have skyrocketed in many states.
The top Republican in Congress is not conceding. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
Republican leaders on both sides of the Capitol say the court's ruling does not erase the law's problems. This is Speaker John Boehner.
It's raising costs for people. It's pushing people out of the ability to afford health insurance.
He said Republicans will keep trying to repeal the law, but offered no specifics. Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi said the GOP should give it up.
It's past time the Republicans abandoned their assault on the newfound health security the Affordable Care Act is providing.
She called the ruling a victory for common sense and for all American families. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Also on Capitol Hill, the House passed the final parts of President Obama's trade agenda. It includes money to retrain workers displaced by trade deals. A source tells the Associated Press New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will run for president in 2016. An announcement will be made on Tuesday. Winds are shifting. A huge forest fire that has been burning through rugged terrain in the San Bernardino Mountains in California for more than a week forced evacuations as it moved northeast into the desert. Mitsubishi is recalling about 460,000 cars. The airbags could push sun visors into passengers. This is AP Radio News. TV network Univision is dropping the Miss USA pageant and is dropping ties to Donald Trump. It all has to do with comments Trump made during his presidential announcement about Mexican immigrants last week.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting.
The Miss USA pageant is next month. Trump says he was criticizing U.S. policy and not the Mexican people, and Univision, he says, is defaulting on their contract. Taylor Swift is going to allow Apple Music to stream her album, 1989. After Apple decided it would pay artists royalties during Apple Music's free trial, Swift said she'd happily decided to let them stream her album, the only streaming service that is allowed to do that. Swift had criticized Apple for not paying royalties, and Apple changed its decision. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.